game seven.
I think it's going to be interesting. I really want to see how LeBron is going to really play out in this series. How you feel about that?
Like, I know LeBron has to play 40. He has to play every minute if they're going to come up a win in Boston. He's gonna have to do more than what he was doing game six. Like, he shot 5 for 7 from three, which he doesn't do regularly in the playoffs. Well, okay. So then everybody has to step up, all the supporting cast. Smith he's been bad all year. He had like 5 points in 32 minutes last night. Plus, Kevin Love might not play, so someone has to step up.
Right.
So I think it's either going to be a close game, but I think Cleveland's going to close it out.
You really think Cleveland's going to close it out?
Yeah. I think Celtics are too young. Like,
they're having a hard time coming together, it looks like, right now. The chemistry.
And their defense is good, too. So.
Yeah. What do you think about them, Durant?
Durant, he choked last game. It's not choking, just you're the best player in the game. You gotta just be like, I want to take the last shot. Like, game 4?
Yeah, game 4.
He passed up to Clay. Clay shot a contested jumper that didn't even hit the rim. Game 5, Quinn Cook. I know Quinn Cook was wide open, but they should have just passed it back to Curry or KD, because they didn't need to shoot that three. Even though, if you're open, shoot it, right?
Right. That's what Michael Jordan and Kobe always say. If you're open, take your shot, especially a buzzer beater. Take the shot.
And they had another chance, but I don't know what they were thinking, giving Draymond Green the ball. Like, I know he's a good passer, but you can't give a big man the ball.
I think he's capable, really, man. I think he's capable. It's just, I don't know, maybe, I think he just had an off game a little bit, you know. Sometimes work, sometimes they don't. But I really think he's got a nice game on him.
Like, game 6, Warriors will win because there's no Chris Paul, but the Rockets are still the Rockets, you know.
Right.
Because I know James Harden is gonna go off because he'll be running the point.
Yeah, Harden is off the chain.
Yeah. But I still got Warriors and Cavs in the finals.
Okay. I can see that. I really do you think that the Cavaliers will make it all the way through to the end? During the series right here?
I think, like, they'll win game 7.
Huh?
But I think they have a better chance of beating Warriors than beating the Rockets.
Okay, I can see that.
Because the backcourt of Cleveland, of Houston, is just going to demolish Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland's backcourt's trash right now, and their defense, they won't even. It's gonna be a blowout. As for the Warriors, I think the Cavs have better chance of winning.
Okay. Okay.
What about
Huh? Say that again, man.
what about you? You got Cavs winning tomorrow or?
Well, yeah. I'm thinking. I'm really thinking that the Cavs are gonna pull it off.
It won't be easy, but it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, with that different lineup that they got and the way they changing their offense, I'm just I'm wondering if they're gonna go back to their old way of playing or if they're gonna keep trying to play the play that they're playing now. I just don't I don't know. That kind of concerns me a little bit. So I'm not sure, you know, once they start playing different work. That running gun, I mean, really works for them.
Is your pick gonna change if Kevin Love plays or doesn't play?
Well, I'm not, and that's the part that concerns me is that with Kevin Love out there, with the newness of them getting used to him and him getting used to them, how the chemistry is gonna work. And this is the show up time. You know what I'm saying? So. And you can kind of see in these hard games how that they're not really clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Far as the way his style is. If he catch on fire with them, man, I believe that it's gonna be hard to stop. But he's got to hit those shots.
Double 17.
Say again.
If Kevin Love plays, he has to have a big game, like a double double, like 17 and 11.
I really don't know if he might. It's hard to say because they're not really giving us a whole lot of information about how he's feeling. You know, and I don't know if he need to play like a couple of games and then that's it and just hit the, you know, whatever. If, you know, like if you're really behind throwing in type of ordeal or if they're going to let him play hard the rest of the series, it's, but I mean, because next year is next year. But if you push injuries and stuff, you know, it take longer to recover.
And I think if the Cleveland said that he was playing, he would be in a lot of pressure. So I think right now they're just waiting, waiting. Maybe he'll be ready to go, but maybe he's just taking it slow. 'Cause
I think he is. I think he's just taking it slow. But I'm not sure. I mean, if it's really pressure him to come on out now, because you know when they're talking about these different meetings and stuff, you know they had a little private meeting with him. They said it wasn't no pressure, but you know they're just trying to see where he's coming from. But I mean, who really knows? I don't know if he's feeling pressure to come back, and if he's coming back too soon, that could be a bad deal.
because he had a history of concussion, and he had like mental health earlier this year, you know. So he had a history.
Yeah, I don't think that that would be a factor. I think he'll be able to stay focused. I just don't know how his body is.
And he's got to pass the NBA protocol, so he might be right. But
Say
we'll
again.
see. Like, he has to pass the NBA like protocol. because I have a little bit of concussion. But my picks still say Cleveland, no matter if Love plays or, because if Love plays,
Okay.
it'll be an advantage. If he doesn't play, LeBron can still like dominate.
Yeah, that they definitely gotta take him.
But JR, man, he's got to stop shooting air balls. He's got to get
Let's
himself going.
stay quiet, headhunter. If LeBron doesn't really come out the way they really need him to come out with the superstar, if you don't come out, you know, like that, that is still the force to be reckoned with. It's JR. But
Like,
if you he I mean he just he's one of those shooters that when he's on, and he has an ability to keep you in the game.
yeah, but I think they should get him going, like in the first quarter, get him,
Huh?
and then like, 'cause you know LeBron's gonna do what he does.
Okay.
So what are your predictions for? Well, we all know that Warriors gonna win Game Six without Chris Paul.
What's your question again?
Do you think Warriors are gonna force a Game Seven, or it's finished in six?
I really feel that they are going to force a game seven. I think so.
Because it looked like the series was over when they won by like 41 points.
Huh?
We'll see. So, what's your podcast? What is it about?
Really, well, I'm just now really getting started, so I really don't have a particular topic that I'm really aiming at right now. But I like to stay current on what's going on with our government. I like to stay going to the Bible a lot and compare notes with what's going on, what we see today.
Are you against the presidency, or
Huh?
are you with Donald Trump or against?
Well, it's not really a with or an against thing. I believe it. I like to stay around a moral line state and a right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Look at this, right or wrong, you know? Man, it's like they're making a lot of scary decisions.
Yeah.
And like on the political game, and if they're playing is far as what we way we handling about going overseas with where we dealing
I have one question before we finish this. What do you think it's right for the teachers to have guns?
No, not at all. Even though they're adults, we have to realize that we get, I mean, we've always had history of teachers that just don't have a good mind. You understand? So they are people, and they do make horrible choices. I mean, even from not watching over your students, letting students fight, to teachers fighting on students. It's a poor choice to let any teacher or principal to come in the school system with the gun. If you let the teachers have guns, I believe the students have guns. Because you got teachers now that are they're already punching on kids.